Chapter 7. Hello, genie. I glance at Prince. No barking at the genie, okay? Woof! Prince agrees. I touch the golden lamp with the tips of my fingers. It's warm and smooth feeling. I rub my fingers against the side. Jonah and I hold our breath. Nothing happens. I rub the lamp a little harder and then... Vroom! A huge cloud of sparkly gold dust bursts out of the spout, followed by a small, wrinkled old man with glasses. He's standing on the ground next to me, but I can see smoky-looking strings connecting him to the lamp. He reminds me of a puppet, but he's life-size and hunched over. "What do you want?" the man snaps. He's wearing what I can only describe as beige pajamas. "Hello?" I stammer. "Are you the genie?" He snorts.
"No, I'm the dentist."
"Huh?" I say.
"Yes, yes, yes. I'm the genie. Now I'm your genie. What do you want?"
"Oh, that was fast. Do I just say it?" My heart starts to hammer. This is so exciting. I get to make a wish, and it's going to come true. How amazing is this?
"I'm not great at reading minds," he says, "so yeah, you better say it." Gruff, gruff,
Prince barks. Oh no, Prince is growling at the genie. "Jonah, control Prince," I say. Jonah bends down and tells Prince,
"No growling at the nice genie."
I don't know if nice is the right word. The genie seems a little obnoxious.
"Are you sure I can't make the wish?" Jonah asks. "It was my idea."
"No, I'm doing it." I'm still clutching the lamp. "Okay, here we go." I let out another giant yawn.
"Am I boring you?"
the genie asks, one eyebrow raised.
"No," I say. "Just tired. Sorry, I'm doing it now. We would like to uncurse our genie."
He freezes. His eyes almost pop out of his wrinkled head.
"You would?"
"Yes," I say.
"Are you sure?"
He looks from me to Jonah. His expression is totally different now, from grumpy to total shock.
"Yes," I repeat. "Is that all I have to do?" I ask. "Say it aloud?"
He nods multiple times.
"You are incredible. Because of your age, I expected you to ask for something silly like a magic carpet. But no, you two are the best. The best, I tell you. The best. So noble and generous."
His eyes tear up.
"When do we ask for the magic carpet?"
Jonah whispers in my ear.
"Not now, Jonah," I whisper back. "He's about to do the spell."
I puff up my chest and face the genie. "Why, thank you, genie. It's nice to be appreciated."
"Okay," the genie says. "Here we go, then."
He sprinkles some of his sparkly dust over his shoulders and says,
"The world I shall return to thee. These children have set their genie free."
His eyes are all misty, and he presses both hands to his heart.
"Thank you, thank you, thank you," he cries. "You two kids have made me a very happy genie."
"Wait a minute.
I didn't say set my genie free," I exclaim. "I said set my fairy free."
"No, no, no. You definitely said genie."
"I did not."
I turn to Jonah. I suddenly have a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach. A leechy pit.
"Did I?"
Jonah is very pale.
"Abby," he says. "I think you did."
The strings connecting the genie to the lamp disintegrate into thin air.
"That jerk cursed me 1,000 years ago, but now, finally, I'm free,"
the genie cries.
"Free!"
He starts to shake his bum.
"This is my happy dance. Look at me, I'm doing the happy dance."
He was cursed 1,000 years ago? He was cursed? And now he's uncursed?
"Sir," I say. I'm so sorry, but I think we've had a tiny misunderstanding. He doesn't seem to hear. He's too busy doing his happy dance. Now he's shaking his bum, plus waving his arms above his head.
Sir? Genie, sir? Jonah says. My sister didn't mean to uncurse you. She meant to uncurse Mary Rose, the fairy living in the mirror in our basement. She just said the wrong word.
The genie freezes and turns to us. You wished for me to be uncursed, which means goodbye, lamp. Goodbye, you. But it was a mistake. I made a mistake. I cried. I meant to say fairy. I'm just tired. It's very late in Smithville. I had a stressful day.
Tough cookies, he says. I'm done. Out of here. Goodbye. Au revoir. Adios. Ma'asalama. Later, gators.
But... I stammer. Before I can say another word, the genie snaps his fingers and disappears.